And up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz Stream, or archive, depending on where you're catching this show, it's the September 3rd, 2026 edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. We're going to be flashing back to October 7th, 2012, and you get to hear the theme music before we do.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with feet in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
So it's back to October 7th, 2012, 14 years ago, and the almost, not sole topic, but pretty close to, certainly the focus topic on the show, is the presence of or absence of civil liberties or limits of civil liberties on Pacific Avenue, downtown Santa Cruz, and also how it affects performers, low-income folks, political activists, homeless folks, and the occasional passing fundamentalist preacher, although I may be misdescribing with that term, Mr. Hampshire, or Hampsmire, sorry, whose attorney, Mike Milan, we're going to be interviewing, or I interviewed, and when he actually won a lawsuit against the city and got them to change their ordinance, and you'll be hearing that discussion. In those days, they were using the unreasonably disturbing music, or noise as they called it, ordinance, to go after street performers that didn't immediately jump when the police said boo. Actually, I was subjected to that, and a number of other folks who were doing some political protest singing in front of Bookshop Coonerty when Ryan Coonerty was, I think he was mayor at the time, or vice mayor, or he may have simply been on the city council. But we sang the song, and we got a complaint of unreasonably disturbing noise in an area that we'd never gotten such a complaint before. And it looked like, dare I say, conspiracy, collusion, enthusiastic support from city authorities against the guy on the third floor, one of the two floors above the bookshop, who complained that we were singing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was inappropriate in an urban area, and actually was able to persuade the judge that was ultimately true. You can go back and actually hear that case as well. And there's a lot of discussion on the issue. Unreasonably disturbing noise ordinance was changed, and I haven't heard of it being used recently to go after performers, but again, I am not making the same kind of regular visits to Pacific Avenue that I used to do, and so it wouldn't necessarily be that I'd hear the details, but I hope I shall keep my ears open. If you hear anything about harassment of people on Pacific Avenue by undue police activity, please do give me a call on the Huff line at 831-423-4833. And now, flashback to October 7th, 2012.